The Dr. Pepper Parade. Yes, this is Jack Arthur inviting you to the Dr. Pepper Parade, led by that lovely, lively little majorette, Pretty Peggy Pepper, with the Pepper Uppers, Peter Van Steeden and his orchestra, and our stars, Molasses and January. Brought to you each week at the same time by Dr. Pepper, the swell drink that's inviting, delighting, and exciting. And here is Pretty Peggy Pepper in person.
Bringing joy across the land.
Dr. Pepper.
If you want to lead the band, drink it every day. Energy picks up, then you'll enjoy life more.
Remember Dr. Pepper time, 10 and 2 and 4.
Yes, it's a happy day for all of us here on the Dr. Pepper Parade, where we're enjoying real Southern hospitality. Righto, we're in Dallas, Texas, for the biggest state fair in the world, and it's a wonderful one, too. To celebrate the occasion, we're all about to break into a song. It's called Gay Ranchero. So, Peter, if you will, a downbeat, please.
A gay ranchero, a caballero.
Can always find someone to pet.
A señorita, a sweet amita.
Her other loves we'll soon forget.
If he's insistent and she's not distant,
the señorita will confess.
Her gay ranchero, her caballero, need only ask and she'll say yes.
Soon there'll be a fiesta with a blushing bride,
and soon a gay ranchero standing by her side.
For if they find the promise that they have in store,
they'll soon be counting little chicos by the score. Toreador, toreador.
Hey, Daniel.
Yeah, what you want, Apis?
Boy, you know, every time I hear that Torpedorador song, it reminds me of the time when I was way over in Mexico fitting with the bull.
I swear. You don't mean to stand there with your ruby lips flopping and tell me you was a bullfighter?
Well, I hope to kiss a bow-legged bum would be outfit the bull.
You did, huh? Well, you know the day when we was out the fairgrounds there?
Yeah.
You remember? The man out there told me he would give you $2.55 if you would come out there and fight the bull.
Well, all right, then. Wait till I go home, put on my red suit. I'll be back poker temper.
Yeah, wait a minute, boy. Never mind that poker temper business. Whatever you do, don't put on no red suit.
Why?
That's the color he don't like.
Bull don't like red?
He don't like red.
All right, then. What color do he like best?
Black.
All right, then. I'll fight him in the nude.
Go ahead. Kill him.
Back on his rancho.
We now find Pancho.
With his Pepita by his side.
She thinks he's handsome.
Worth any ransom.
To him she's still the blushing bride.
Our gay ranchero.
Our caballero.
Still tells the world of how they met.
This gay ranchero. This caballero. Says he has nothing to regret.
Hasta la bananas with the fly, fly, fly.
Frijoles and bananas, boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Tamale cucaracha with the high, high, high.
Bananas and butter with an eye, eye, eye. Now to end the story that we once were told, here's a little secret that we must unfold. They have found the promise that they had in store. But now they're counting all their little chicos by the dozen, and we're telling you, they'll be so happy too, forevermore.
Tell me, Pretty Peggy Pepper, what's your definition of the word clockwise?
Clockwise?
That's right.
Well, Jack, I'd say that means being wise enough to look at the clock when it's time for a cool, satisfying bottle of exciting, inviting, and delighting Dr. Pepper.
Now, one more question, please.
Okay, Jack?
What is the time for a wonderfully satisfying bottle of that famous Dr. Pepper?
Well, I'd say any time when you're feeling thirsty is time for a Dr. Pepper. But everybody knows your energy picks up, you enjoy life more when you drink Dr. Pepper at 10, 2, and 4.
Yes, it does, folks. Your energy picks up with each drink of that unique flavored, exciting Dr. Pepper. It costs just a nickel. So try it yourself today and see.
Hey, Daniel.
Hey, what you want?
Boy, they certainly have big winds here in Texas, don't they?
You telling me?
You know, that wind was so doggone strong, it blowed my hat 8 blocks.
Blowed your hat 8 blocks?
Yeah.
Did you chase it?
Chase it, man. I was in it.
Well, this certainly is a great state. You know something? Ain't there a lot of ground in Texas?
Yeah, and man, you just looking at the top of it, too.
You telling me? Why, you know something, son? You know that Texas stands at the head of bronco raising.
Boy, I don't blame them. That other end is dangerous, you know.
You're telling me. That's bad.
You know something? Boy, this Texas air is so good and pure and stuff around among the mids, too, ain't it?
Yeah, it's good.
Man, so good. You know, I've been standing in front of the window and breathing in and breathing out every day since I've been here.
Oh, you is?
Oh, man, make me feel so good. You know something?
What?
Tomorrow, I'm going to open the window.
Why don't you quit that?
And man, there's something deed is good here too. Man, I bathed in black eyed peas.
Oh, you did?
Oh, certainly, man. I got
is?
Some of them on me.
You telling me? Boy, them is good. But you know, there's nothing that I like better than a mess of southern fried chicken.
Yeah, you know, I see you with that gal.
Yeah, wait a minute. What's wrong with that high yellow gal you seen me stretching down the street yesterday with?
Wrong? Well, one thing, one of her knees is Democratic and the other knee is Republican.
One knee Democratic, the other Republican? Well, yeah. What of it?
You know, they keep knocking each other all the time.
Oh. Well, how come you don't marry that gal of yours, Ducky Pugh?
Boy, I wouldn't marry that ugly-looking bug-eyed ape.
What you mean ugly? Boy, she's got teeth like pearl.
Yeah, but they needs restringing.
You know what?
Boy, her teeth are so wide apart, it looks like a plane.
Oh, quit that.
You know, just before I left to come down here, I met Ducky Pugh.
You did, huh?
Yeah, she just come from the booty parlor.
Oh, yeah.
And boy, and she got long fingernails, too.
How redundant.
Yeah, you know, when I greeted her, it was the first time that I shook hands and had my back scratched at the same time.
Well, never mind, boy. You know something? You started off on the wrong foot with that gal anyway.
Yeah, I remember once we was in the parlor and there was a light over in the corner.
Yeah.
Light burning over.
A light burning in the corner?
Ducky Pugh's back was turned. I threw the vase at that light and that's when the trouble started.
Why?
The light was on the end of her papa's cigar.
Boy, that was a dumb thing for you to do.
Yeah, well, I will admit I was a little bit dumb.
Yeah.
In fact, I was a little bit backward, too, in school.
Oh, you was, huh?
Oh, certainly. You know, I remember when I was promoted to the third grade.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I was nervous.
Yeah.
Oh, I could hardly shave.
Swear, sonny boy. You knew them? You must have been a double idiot.
Man, I'm a little E-flat one, anyhow.
Well, you something.
You know, I never will remember as long as I can forget my papa.
Yeah.
Oh, he gave me a typewriter for my birthday, and I took it to school to work on and stuff.
Oh, my goodness, how cute.
Yeah, and the teacher, she said it's me. She said molasses.
Molasses?
She called me molasses because that was my name.
I know that.
She said, write me a composition on frogs.
Yeah, write a composition on frogs. Did you?
Well, I tried it, but it didn't work.
Why not?
Every time I put that crazy frog in that typewriter, he hopped out.
Now, listen, tell me. I forgot to ask you, sonny boy. Did you get another letter from your Uncle Asbestos down in Chitlin Switch, Georgia?
Yeah, you know Ducky Pugh's fat sister, Goosey Pugh.
Yeah, I know. Boy... That gal certainly is a huge chunk of meat, you know?
You mean she's fat?
Oh, she's a piece of plunder.
Boy, I mean she is.
Yeah.
That gal was built when meat was cheap.
You telling me?
Boy, it would cost you $20,000 to build a woman big as she is today out of raw hamburger.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah.
She was so doggone big, she was standing there a road sign the other day, and what you think happened?
I don't know what.
Two men come along and slapped a poster on her saying, drink Dr. Pepper.
Well, I swear.
Boy, she's even fatter than my cousin Amapola.
Yeah, well, that cousin Amapola of yours, he's some hunter.
Yeah, but you looking at the world's greatest hunter.
Oh, you is, huh?
Oh, man, I'm a hunting hunk of chunk.
I know you is.
You know, I remember last year I went out hunting mountain lions with a buggy whip.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yeah, a friend of mine, he went along with me, and I got one lion, and I bought him back stuffed.
You bought him back stuffed?
Yeah.
With what?
With the man what went with me.
Oh, that's different.
Boy, they look so pretty up on that wall together.
Yeah.
Yeah, my friend, he had red hair,
is
you know.
Is that so?
Yeah, you should see that mountain lion and him up there together.
Yeah.
Boy, they look like a stuffed olive.
Oh, how sweet.
Yeah, and a friend of mine, he come from a baseball player family.
Well, you know, I myself come from a football family.
Is that so?
Why, certainly, boy. My brother, he was a quarterback. My other brother was a halfback.
When you was born, your papa took one look at you and said, "That's the end."
I don't know.
You know, Pretty Peggy Pepper, just about this time, I get longing to travel.
So does I, Mr. Arthur. You know, I like to travel back to my little home in Chitlin Switch.
Yeah, me too, Mr. Jackson. You know, I like to travel and have my family reunion with my folks in Al.
Al? Alabama?
No, Alcatraz. OPQ.
How about you, Pretty Peggy Pepper?
Oh, me? I'm going to follow the swallows to Dixie. I'm gonna follow the swallows to Dixie, where cotton blossoms grow. Hitchhike my way back to Dixie, singing while I go. I ain't got no money, but I'll find a way. Gotta meet my honey, for it's a Wednesday. I'm gonna follow the swallows. No more will I roam. Well, I wouldn't take heaven for dear old Dixie. Home, sweet home.
I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away.
I love that music, that goes south and Dixie with the swallow birds.
Yeah, me too. I like that.
Hey,
I just analyzed that
you
song.
You know something?
What?
I just have a look at you.
What?
Boy, that certainly is a beautiful suit you got on there.
Oh, you mean the I'm Irishman, I am.
Oh, you got something on there.
Boy, this is my Seasmore suit.
What you mean, Seasmore?
Seasmore me than you do the suit.
Yeah. I can tell that
boy,
from here.
This thing been cut off 3 times and it's still too short.
That's bad. Yeah, well, it's a pretty suit anyhow.
Yeah, you know, I went down and told the tailor I had to have this suit right quick.
What you talking about?
Oh, man, I wanted this suit quick. I wanted it special for the night. You know us
yeah.
here at the World's Fair and Dr. Pepper and all that stuff.
Yeah, I know that.
I wanted to catch the cutes in the new suit.
Oh, you wanted the cutes, huh?
Certainly. So I told the man to make it fast, and the tailor, he made this suit in an hour and a half.
Hour and a half?
Certainly.
What's the matter with you, you leather-headed ape, you? I never yet tell a man making a suit in an hour and a half.
Boy, this is a fast tailor. He made this hair in an hour and a half.
Oh, he did, huh?
Yeah.
Well, what's that big hump up in the back of you there?
That's the tailor. He's still working on it.
Oh, get out of here.
I hear tell Pretty Peggy Pepper that you girls go for a cool, wonderfully satisfying bottle of that favorite drink, Dr. Pepper.
You heard right, Jack. And what's more, we like boys who are thoughtful enough to treat us to a Dr. Pepper, even if they don't own the smoothest cars in town.
Ah, I can feel a song coming on. Oh, Harold's got the swellest car.
He's rich and also poppy.
But the girls shun him for Jimmy Jones,
whose car is an old jalopy.
For Jimmy Jones is blessed with tact.
He never is a bore.
It's Dr. Pepper. He buys the girls at 10 and 2 and 4.
Ring the chime, ring the chime. It's Dr. Pepper time.
Your energy picks up.
You'll enjoy life more.
At 10 and 2 and 4. Peggy, didn't I see you last evening with a tall, handsome, bronzed cowboy?
Well, Jack, I was with a cowboy last evening.
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw him bend over and try to kiss the lovely girl.
Did he succeed?
No.
Well, that wasn't me. OPQ. Jack, don't you love the songs these cowboys sing?
You bet I do. And I'm going to sing my favorite cowboy song right now. Home on the Range.
Give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. How often at night, when the heavens are bright with the light of the glittering stars, have I stood there amazed and asked as I gazed if their glory exceeds that of ours? Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play,
where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy.
Now to take you to the stables of the Army camp, where Private Molasses and ex-Sergeant January are about to take care of a very unfriendly horse. You'll find out all about it in just a moment. So run them on, will you, Peter?
Hey, you doggone leather-headed rabbit. What's the matter, you flat, fan-footed fool, you Molasses?
Huh?
Just because you won't marry that gal, Ducky Pugh, that you've been going around here with about 18 years... Her brother, Top Sergeant Pugh, he said that you got to take care of the colonel's horse. And I got to see that you do it.
Yeah, I know that.
You know it, huh? Well, for heaven's sake, why don't you marry her?
Who, the horse?
Yes. No, no, the gal.
Oh.
Why don't you marry Dr. Pugh? Then her brother won't be giving us all these jobs like this here.
Boy, I will not marry that fan-footed gal. She's such an ugly hunk of woman, you know it?
Well, I'll admit that she is ugly.
Who, the horse?
Yes. No, Ducky Pugh.
Boy, when the horse, when the stork, I mean.
Yeah.
Doggone, I got to get that horse up in the air, ain't I?
Yeah.
Boy, when the stork brought Ducky Pugh, he flew over the zoo 3 days before they could talk him out of it.
Yeah. Well, look, sonny boy, in one word, what would you call her?
A jigsaw puzzle with teeth.
Yeah. Well, it makes no difference. Now, go ahead. You got to take care of the colonel's horse over there and sort of exercise him a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, my goodness, look at that thing.
Yeah, I like that blanket he's got on,
yeah,
don't you?
I don't care nothing about that. You know, that horse looks vicious, you know that?
Yeah.
Now, how you going to take care of him?
You know, a lot of fellas master a bronco like this here by walking up to the horse and hitting him right in the middle of his nose, but that's wrong.
Yeah, well, how you know?
Their widows told me so.
Oh. Whee! Yeah, well, whoa, yeah. Say, what you doing to that animal?
I'm going to feed him some of this here cough drops, and that's going to soothe him, I hope.
Yeah. Well, for heaven's sakes, why you want to give him cough drops?
Oh, look what it says on this box of cough drops here.
What it say?
Take one if you're a little hoarse.
Thank you. You crazy fool. What's the matter with you? That ain't no good.
Well, I can't help it. I didn't write it.
Yeah.
Hey, is this horse really dangerous?
Is he?
Yeah.
11 of the guys who tried to take care of this here same horse are now playing football in heaven.
11 of the men who took care of this horse is now playing feetsball in heaven?
Yeah.
So long.
Yeah, wait a minute. Come back here. Where are you leaving?
I don't want to coach that team.
Oh, quit it. Boy, you must be afraid of something.
How'd you know?
Is you scared? Well, what would the brave men in history do in a situation like this here?
I don't know.
What would Julius Caesar say?
I don't know.
What would Alexander the Great say?
I don't know.
What would Napoleon say?
I don't know, and I ain't gonna dig them up to find out. So long again.
Now, listen here, boy. This here ain't no ordinary horse.
You telling me?
Not the one here that you taking care of right here.
No.
This horse had a very interesting life.
Had an interesting life?
Yeah, it did.
Well, then he should be on that famous radio program.
What program?
War the People.
Oh, big you. Now, if you want to sort of soothe him a little bit, the first thing you should do is put your hand in his mouth, you know, sort of get friendly with the horse.
Yeah.
Now, go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead. Put your mouth in there, find out how many teeth is he got. That's right.
All
go
right.
Ahead.
Wait. Ouch!
Yeah, what's the matter?
He found out how many fingers I got.
How many?
One less.
I see.
I know what to do. I'll feed him this here apple. Boy, this apple was grown specially for horses.
Now, what make you think that that apple you got is for a horse?
Because the worm is carrying a saddle.
Oh, boy, that's nonsense. I think that horse's left foot, there may not have no horseshoe on it.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I want you to lift it up and see. Go ahead.
Oh, not me. Not me. Not me. Not me.
Yeah,
not
wait a minute.
Me.
Wait a minute. You said that.
I know, but the needle is stuck.
Oh,
or something.
Stop it. Now, look here. I told you last week that if you shared that lamb, that he'd lick your hand. And what happened?
He did.
Yeah. And then when we was down on the farm, I told you that if you'd lift up the little calf in your arms, he'd look up at your pretty little face very happily. And what happened?
He did.
Now, go ahead. Lift up the horse's hoof. He won't kick you.
He did.
Well, get up from there.
Boy, I ain't lifting that horse's hoof up no more now.
Well, all right, then go ahead. Get on the horse's back and take him out for a little bit of exercise.
Well, okay.
Say, wait a minute.
Huh?
Wait a minute. Where your spurs is?
I don't need them. I got sharp corns.
Well, tell me, can you ride?
Man, I'm an ace at riding.
An ace? You crazy fool. What's the matter with you? An ace is only a man who flies.
Boy, when that horse kicks me, I'm an ace.
I see.
You know, actually, I've never been on that horse before.
Well, all right, now wait a minute. Go ahead. Put your left foot in the stirrup there.
Put my left foot in
the
stirrup?
Yeah, go ahead.
Like this?
Yeah.
No, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
That crazy horse, he's got his foot in the stirrup with me.
Well, what you gonna do about it?
Well, if he's gonna get on, I'll get off.
Never mind that, you leather-headed ape. Go ahead. Put your foot in that stirrup. You push with one foot and you vault up on the horse's back.
York, all right, I'll... Oh, me. I missed.
Well, I still think that that left rear hook there ain't got no shoe on it. Go ahead, sonny boy. Sort of lift it up and look.
No, N-O-U-G-H. No, I ain't gonna do it.
Well, all right, then go ahead and get on the horse's back.
Well, all
back.
Right, then I'm on.
Get up.
Oh, look at there.
What?
This horse has got a beard.
You crazy ape. What's the matter? You on the horse backwards.
Whee!
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Yee-hoo. Boy, I'm all nervous up and stuff, you know it? I'm scared.
Oh, don't worry. To soothe him, all you gotta do is sort of pet his nose.
How do you think this horse is built?
Whee! Hold her. Wait a minute. Whoa, horsey. Well, you crazy fool, you gotta turn around.
I know. I'm gonna jump up in the air, and while I'm up in the air, you turn the horse around.
Yeah.
Here I go. I made it.
Hey, Melissa, get off of my back. What's the matter with you?
Oh, come on. Do me a favor. Single foot.
Boy, what do you think I am? Sea Risket?
No, you look more like his brother Dog Biscuit.
Oh, quit that.
Boy, I am not going to ride this crazy-looking horse. Now I'm through.
Now, wait a minute, son. Boy, I don't blame you. But before you leave the stable, please lift up the horse's left rear foot and see if he's wearing a shoe there. If you don't, Sergeant Pugh is going to have you court-martialed.
Well, all right, then. I'm bending over.
Go ahead.
I'm lifting up his foot.
Lift it a little bit more. Little bit more. Well, is the horse wearing a shoe?
No, he ain't, but I am.
You get out.
Say, pretty Peggy Pepper, that was nice of you to step out of that swell car of Mr. Moneybags and come along in my little old wagon with me.
Oh, that's all right, Jack. I did it because you said, come on down to the soda fountain and have a drink of that exciting, inviting, and delighting Dr. Pepper.
Gosh, old fish hooks. That gets my goat. Well, there goes my car and our ride.
Oh, never mind, Jack. Let's walk down for a Dr. Pepper. For energy picks up, you enjoy life more when you drink Dr. Pepper at 10, 2, and 4.
That's right, folks. Don't let things get your goat. Remember, that cool, happy drink Dr. Pepper costs you only a nickel. Just say, I'll take Dr. Pepper. Molasses?
Yeah, sir.
Now that you're down in Dallas, I want you to be careful when you're around chicken coops.
Yeah, sir.
And January, now
yeah,
that...
Sir.
Yeah, well, now that you're in Dallas, you keep away from those galloping dominoes.
Yeah,
sir. And pretty Peggy Pepper.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No flirting with the boys now, remember that. In fact, all of you had better be on your very best behavior.
Why, Jack?
Well, the eyes of Texas are upon you.
Oh, Jack, that's the title of a grand song.
Right, Peggy, and it's the official song of the Texas State University. And I want to dedicate this song to all the wonderful people here who've made our stay in Dallas so pleasant. Won't all of you here in the audience join in the second chorus with us, will you? Good, that's right. All right, here we go. Eyes of Texas.
The eyes of Texas are upon you, all the livelong day. The eyes of Texas are upon you, you cannot get away. Do not think you can escape them at night or early in the morning.
That was pretty, you know?
Yeah, I like that.
I really do love that song, I swear to my soul. You know, it might be nice all the folks let us come down here in Texas and get away with this here broadcasting down from Dallas at the State Fair and all that
business.
Yeah,
boy, so it's nice to be here and everything. I hope us can come back again real soon, don't you?
I certainly do.
Yeah, and before we go, I want to say so long.
So long. Me too.
Don't forget, next week at the same time, the Dr. Pepper Parade will be passing in front of your house again. Molasses in January, Peter Van Steeden at his orchestra, the Pepper Uppers, Peggy Pepper's Star of the Week, yours truly, Jack Arthur, and of course, pretty Peggy Pepper.
Bringing joy across the land,
Dr. Pepper.
If you want to lead the band, drink it every day. Energy picks up and you'll enjoy life more.
Remember Dr. Pepper time, 10 and 2 and 4.
Good night, all.
And don't think it hasn't been charming.